This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Georgiana Shea and Annie Fixler of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies are here to help me understand the new world of cyber. I'm participating in cyber by every day going on the internet. I'm aware of that, and I'm told to change my passwords, to not open certain documents because phishing is suspect. Lots of fake news items about money that I've spent, and if you want to get it back, call this number. I understand all of that. But cyber warfare involves large state actors at some point because the finances here are necessary. Annie, I go to a description at CNN associated with cyber. I read again from the CNN copy. In a nondescript office park in the desert town of Beersheba, a war room filled with screens showing various maps, rolling information, and graphics inform around a dozen or so staffers manning computers at the central heart of Israel's civilian cyber defense system. What does this room look like, Annie? And are there more rooms like this?
The picture they describe is vivid. And what they're talking about is a SOC, a security operations center. Lots of countries have them. In fact, lots of businesses have them. You could probably go into a large bank and not your local office, but their headquarters, and you might see a room that looks quite similar. This is a place where you have engineers and experts who are monitoring traffic, trying to identify what looks like it is malicious, what looks like an anomaly, what might be regular traffic. And they are looking to understand the threats and the incidents on their system.
So this is a war room then. They think of it that way. In the 20th century, there were all those Hollywood movies about the war room that at Strategic Air Command that would monitor the incoming missiles and decisions would be made. The president would be called. Does that happen now in war rooms like this, Annie?
I think actually George might have a better answer to that question. My first answer would be yes, but the decisions are going to be probably made elsewhere. This is the folks on the ground who are looking at the system and understanding the network, and decisions are made elsewhere. But let me actually turn that over to George,
Georgiana,
who's been in more of those rooms.
This is a fail-safe for Dr. Strangelove, you know, war rooms. Are we thinking about cyber in that scale now, Georgiana?
We are, and I would actually characterize it more as like a command center. So, the article describes about 12 individuals. We've got the very similar type of capability and room within our own government. And if you think of it as a pyramid, at the very top, you've got a DHS organization, the NCIC, which takes information in from the states and local governments and your industrial controls. And when you walk into that room, you're going to see little different pockets of individuals doing different things, but usually in an open bay kind of environment so that they can quickly disseminate and share information. So you've got your vulnerability management, what are the new vulnerabilities coming out? You've got your customer service. So there'll be calls going on, 24 hours a day. People have questions. So if someone interacting with those people calling, giving them updates, information, resources, then you've got the analysis that's taking place. So you have both long-term and short-term analysis. Some of those short-term incidents are that hair on fire kind of, this is what's happening right now. We need to know this. We need responses. We need reports. We need updates. And then you have the more long-term analysis. So you can go through and start looking at the incidents that you're seeing over a period of time and start to develop those profiles of activities or those new patterns of APT, the advanced persistent threat identificators. So that's typical in most security operation centers, whether it be at the country level or the state level or the business level. You're going to have that pocket of individuals that are going through and doing that incident response and coordination and management of all those current event type things and then sharing it with their counterparts. So, like I said, at the national level, they'll take in the feeds from the state and local and other community events. So it continues to feed up the hierarchy so you can get that full scope of what's going on within a country.
Finally, Annie, just 30 seconds. Congress is considering a U.S.-Israel Cybersecurity Cooperation Act pending. This is money for 5 years out. Is that likely to move, Annie? We just have a few seconds.
I hope so. There's some good opportunities for development, innovation. This is a good model to pursue of collaboration. So it's up to the Congress, but we'll see.
Annie Fixler and Georgiana Shea of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about ransomware, cyber attacks, and the brave new world of threat. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.